Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. And you heard Charlie talk in the Sports Flash about the Saints have named their starting quarterback to start the 2025 season in Spencer Rattler. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, the man himself, Spencer Rattler. Spence, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Spence, I think, you know, when you put in all that work and, you know, Bobby Hebert and I, we do sports talk a lot, and he always talks about people don't see behind the scenes all the work you do, and you working with other people, and you part of a group. Now, you get signaled out sometimes a little bit too much when you win, maybe too much when you lose, but to get that information from the head coach that you were the starting quarterback from Coach Kellen Moore. What was your initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, it's a amazing opportunity, something you dream about since you're a little kid, you know, playing the game. So being able to gain, you know, my teammates' confidence and mainly my coach's confidence as, you know, it's a big opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to going to battle with the guys.
A lot of people call in the Sports Talk and they ask about that room, okay? When you, not only Kellen Moore, because I know with Coach Moore, he's got a lot of other responsibilities as a head coach, but being a former quarterback himself, but you got a room full of former quarterbacks that you work with. How is that? Because I do think that's important, Spence, that when you have people that have been there, been through that situation, and explaining to younger quarterbacks what it's like, kind of tell everybody how that room is with Coach Nussmeier and also Coach Scott and everybody else that's involved, being former quarterbacks and relating to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, having former NFL QBs coach you in your quarterback room, I think is crucial, and I think we've seen that throughout OTAs, training camp, and preseason. You know, just the information we get from a day-to-day from Nussmeier and Tolzien has been great. You know, how they see the game. We all, you know, kind of see it similar and can talk about things we see different and just how we implement drills and, you know, take the classroom to the field. I think it's all been great. You know, any questions we have, they're quick to answer, and it's, you know, it's just been great to work with those guys. We got a really good room.
Last year, you got to work in the training camp period, and I don't know about preseason, but in regular season, they weren't there. The main difference now to have Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed back in the lineup, and I know for a quarterback to have that guy, you can throw him that little short pass, and he can take off with it and score from anywhere out on the field. You didn't have that measure last year with either one of those two guys when you were in there during the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a different game when those guys are in there and healthy. They've had such a good camp and you know, the preseason reps they did get, they did a great job. And, you know, we're going to lean on those guys heavy, as you guys know. They're very dynamic, and I think they fit, you know, perfectly into the system that Coach Moore implemented with us. But, yeah, you know, obviously different circumstances last year with, you know, this and that, but it's good to have them back, good to have all these guys back and, you know, have a full team ready to go.
Okay, I'm going to make you a scout now. So give us some details about Torricelli Simpkins. You got to play with him 1 year at South Carolina, and comes in here as an undrafted free agent. And I was so impressed. Okay, after the second play of preseason, you know, you have an injury there. And all of a sudden it's, hey, kid, get in there and play center. And that's not where he really was supposed to. I think he was supposed to start off at guard and then move to the center spot. Tell us a little bit about Simpkins and what makes him assimilate and be able to process this so quickly at the NFL level.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to overlap with Selly at South Carolina. He came the year after I left, but even when he came, I heard a lot of positive reports about him at South Carolina and this and that. And, you know, ever since he stepped in the facility here with the Saints, you know, he's very reliable. He's a great guy. He works hard. So he's a guy, you know, you can trust and you want on the field with you. So for him to jump in that second play of the Chargers game and be ready to roll like that, you know, I think it kind of all caught us off guard. But at the same time, you know, we knew he was a guy that was reliable, worked his butt off, and obviously – has done a great job this whole preseason, and he, you know, he's a Gamecock. So what else do you expect?
That's a great line. You know, a lot of people say so much competition, you know, with you and Tyler Shuck, and but the relationship is more than that. Both of you trying to get the same job, but you know, it's sort of the interaction between the two of you. He's not your regular rookie because, you know, of what happened in college and some injuries and certainly being able to transfer here and there. But the relationship between the both of you seem to be so good.
Yeah, you know, I think we do a good job of being pros. You know, this is, we understand the, you know, business side of it and all that, but you know, at this level, it's just, it is what it is. You know, we come to work each day. We help each other get better. Obviously, I think this competition has, you know, sharpened both of our games up. And, you know, it's been a pleasure working with him and, you know, the other guys in the room as well. So, you know, we have fun competing and, you know, we'll be helping each other, you know, throughout the season. And, you know, we have a good room.
Spencer, you got a great vote of confidence from Coach Moore today, and I played that audio earlier in the Flash where he talked about your consistency, that you've done a great job throughout the offseason, that you've really earned this opportunity. I want to ask you about your connection with Coach Moore early on, the youngest head coach in the NFL, his first head coaching journey, and he picks you as the starting quarterback. But I just want to get your thoughts on your early experiences with Coach Moore, you know, and just kind of that connection that you've built with him.
Yeah, you know, I have so much respect for Coach Moore, just how he comes about coaching us as a team, implementing, you know, team bonding, how he implements the offense. I mean, you can go down the whole checklist. He has done a great job from top to bottom with how he's came in and changed this culture up. We've enjoyed our time with him, and we're excited to go to battle with him. I think he's such a bright mind. And like you said, I'm just, you know, happy and grateful that he's got that confidence in me to make that decision and be behind me. And that's all you can ask as a quarterback. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and I know he's the guy to be leading the ship.
You know, one of the things a lot of people don't get, and Spence, you saw it last year in your first year, is that's so much of a difference speed-wise between preseason and regular season. Okay, yeah. It's like the jump from college to the NFL or high school to college, there is that jump speed-wise, and the physicality kind of also leaps up also, but I know you have to be so excited about wanting to play, getting that opportunity to start in game one against Arizona, but you know the challenges with that also.
No doubt. You know, not any game in this league is not going to be easy. I mean, you're going to, it's going to be a battle each and every week. You know, preseason, everybody's really in the coaching phase still and still trying to tighten things up. But yeah, once that regular season gets off going week one, I mean, it's full speed ahead. So you're going to get, you know, your competition's best. They're going to be dialed in. So, you know, we got to be on our stuff and put a great plan together, which I know we will, and go out there and execute and play fast.
We all know this offense sort of rolls through Alvin Kamara, and to see him, you know, I'm not saying he looked like what he did when he was 22, 23 here, but man, he's still got a lot of football gas left in the tank, and understanding what he can do on a field as not only just a runner, but also such a great receiver coming out of the backfield. And got to be excited that he's back, he's rolling, he's in great shape, he's ready to go. But he is such a big part of this offense.
No doubt. I mean, he's a guy we'll rely on in both the run and pass game, as you guys know. And, you know, he's such a good vet for us. And, you know, he's been awesome to work with even since last year. You know, he's got a lot of good, you know, information, and, you know, I feel like we communicate at a high level with what he sees and what he's seen throughout the year. So it's cool being a younger guy and getting to have a vet like that in the backfield with you, with all the experiences he had and his knowledge of the game. I think people don't give him enough credit for, you know, his IQ of the game. He's very, very bright. And obviously physically, you know, one of the best in the game. So, you know, love playing with him and looking forward to the year with him.
What was maybe a couple things you worked on the most this offseason, Spence, in trying to upgrade your game? There's nothing like experience. We've had Drew Brees on numerous times, and he was like, nothing can beat experience out on that football field. Practice is great. Preseason's great. But it's nothing like in a regular season having to get out there and do it. What maybe a couple things you've really worked on quite a bit this offseason?
Yeah, I think just that pocket presence. You know, I feel like I've always had a, you know, natural feel for the pocket, but I think you know, just tightening up footwork, you knowing how to get the ball out quicker, playing a little more decisive with your eyes and your progressions. And, I think it's hard to practice, decision-making and all of that in the off season, but I think having practices and getting preseason games and getting those more reps, I think we've done a good job of protecting the ball and, taking what the defense gives you. But what you said, I mean, there's no better way to get better than being in the fire and getting those real live reps. So, we're still growing day to day, but, like where the game's at now, I just want to keep working.
Spencer, one thing that Bobby Hebert has mentioned throughout the process of selecting the starting quarterback was that the team knew who the guy was throughout the preseason as it kind of progressed, and that, they just needed the announcement to be able to rally it behind that guy ahead of week one against Arizona, which is just less than 2 weeks away. I just want to get your thoughts on what the team has kind of said to you since the announcement's been made, other players kind of approaching you and congratulating you on winning that starting QB job. And now kind of it's time to get to work, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, guys are focused, guys are excited, but we know there's a, big task ahead this year for us. And, I think we all got the same mindset of, hey, we're ready to attack. Guys are excited about this and that, but we're excited to play together. We're excited to get out there week one and get this thing rolling.
Spence, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. We all wish you the best of luck and, man, pulling for you. And let's get a W when you play the Cardinals.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Spencer Rattler, who was named the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints today by Kellen Moore. I think maybe, to be honest, Charlie, sort of knew a little bit ahead of time
right.
that he was going to get that job. I know we've talked about it, Bobby and I, for weeks, that they would most likely start this season with Spencer Rattler at quarterback. More experience, understanding of the pro game in a regular season. Okay, that's a difference between preseason and regular season. And so he gets the nod. So we appreciating that he would jump on with us short notice-wise here on the Big 870 WWL.